You mentioned earlier in the conversation that the Savoy was really the only integrated ballroom in Harlem. I mean, in other words, like white and black people could dance together in the room and nobody hassled anybody.
Yes.
I'm guessing, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, that a fairly small percentage of white people showed up to the Savoy. It was mostly a black crowd.
I think sometimes it depended upon the occasion at the Savoy.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time, the Savoy was primarily black.
Uh-huh.
And this is that by doing like just a regular night.
Mm-hmm.
But when they have somebody like, let's take for instance the night that Benny Goodman and Chick Webb was there.
Okay.
Now that place was half and half. And there was no incident. The Savoy itself was so crowded, the other people outside couldn't get in.
Right.
So, and as I said, in an event like that, sometimes you might find more whites dead than black.
Now, regarding the couples, I'm just trying to get a better sense of this. So was it cool, okay, you know, for someone like yourself to go ask some white chick to dance? Or to
you know, we never thought of it. You know, in the Savoy, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say I'm sorry, but I'm in the Savoy, I'm glad to say that we didn't even look at color. We just said, oh, man, that person is a good dancer. We didn't say that white guy is a good dancer. Oh, that black guy is a good dancer. They said, that guy's a good dancer. That cat can really cut a rug, man. You know, and we would be speaking of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't necessarily mean, it didn't matter what ethnic group you belonged to.
Okay, so the Savoy were really, in the United States, you know, was actually a kind of a total unique place, you know.
You know, I can't say this enough, you know, but the Savoy, as I said, the people, I mean, when I say people, I mean all people came there to dance. They didn't come there to see, oh, if I could, I wonder if I should ask this person, I wonder if I can. It wasn't like that. You go in the Savoy, you see somebody dance, you want to dance with that person, and you ask them. You didn't look at the color.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that enough, but that's the way it was.
It's remarkable, of course, for the time period. I mean, because you get the other club.
Especially that time period, you know. I mean, he said, well, okay, this is in the Savoy. Maybe when you get outside of Savoy, it's different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually, I guess
but
it's...
in the Savoy, you dance. That's it, period.
So I guess it's a tribute to what? To the Whitey, who was the manager, to the owner, who said, this is going to be our policy, right? Because it's the owners, the managers, who set the policy for the place.
Well, actually, Whitey didn't have anything to say about the Savoy stuff. Mr. Buchanan was the manager of the Savoy
uh-huh.
Ballroom, and Mo Gale Mo Gale was the owner.
So I guess it was their vision that this is the way this place is going
to
be.
They had a vision to open up a ballroom that anyone could go there. It didn't, and they didn't care who it was. Buchanan was a black man, and Mo Gale was a white man.
So actually, this was very forward-thinking on their part, because none of the other at least the ballrooms we know about, no one else was doing that. Either black people couldn't get in, or they had a rope, you know, to separate the races, or like whatever.
Well, as I said again, the Savoy was a very unique place.
So, Cynthia, what do you have to say about this?
I'm just sitting here listening, and you know, it's funny because Frankie, he has so much information and so many memories, and there's so much history in him that when we do these interviews or when I hear him being interviewed, he comes up with all kinds of interesting stuff that even though I badgered him with questions for 14 years
right.
trying to do the book, all this new stuff comes out, and I actually love hearing other people like you who are knowledgeable about the history of Lindy and swing music question him because you bring out other information. Sometimes it's kind of funny. Sometimes afterwards I'll say to him, in 14 years you couldn't have mentioned that because I would have liked to have put that in the book. But, you know, there's just, the well is just keeps running. I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
just so much there. So I love to just continue listening to you interview him. I think it's so interesting.